Heart and Mind, recorded by David Dooley, published by Est Chupin. Lesson 1. I was about 4 months old when Mother first saw there was something wrong with me. She noticed that my head had a habit of falling backward whenever she tried to feed me. She attempted to correct this by placing her hand on the back of my neck to keep it steady. But when she took it away, back it would drop again. When I was a little over a year old, my parents began to take me to hospitals and clinics, convinced that there was something definitely wrong with me. Almost every doctor who saw and examined me labelled me a very interesting but also a hopeless case. Many told Mother very gently that I was mentally defective and would remain so. She refused to accept this truth, the inevitable truth. She could not and would not believe that I was mentally and physically handicapped, as the doctors told her. She had nothing in the world to go by, not a scrap of evidence to support her conviction that, though my body was disabled, my mind was not. I don't believe she knew why. She just knew, without feeling the smallest shade of doubt. 4 years rolled by, and I was now 5, and still I showed no real sign of intelligence. I showed no apparent interest in things except by touching them with my toes, more especially those of my left foot. Then, suddenly, it happened. In a moment, everything was changed. It happened so quickly, so simply, after all the years of waiting and uncertainty, that I can see and feel the whole scene as if it had happened last week. It was the afternoon of a cold, grey December day. In a corner, Mona and Paddy were sitting, a few torn books before them, while my father was reading a book. They were writing down little sums onto an old chipped slate, using a bright piece of yellow chalk. I was close to them, propped up by a few pillows against the wall, watching. Suddenly, I wanted desperately to do what my sister was doing. Then, without thinking or knowing exactly what I was doing, I reached out and took the stick of chalk out of my sister's hand with my left foot. I held it tightly between my toes, and, acting on impulse, made a wild sort of scribble with it on the slate. Next moment I stopped, a bit dazed, surprised, looking down at the stick of yellow chalk stuck between my toes, not knowing what to do with it next, hardly knowing how it got there.